الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل هذه الدنيا دار الفناء والذي جعل الآخرة دار البقاء وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الآخرة والأولى وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله الرسول المجتبى والنبي المصطفى اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي الأتقياء أما بعد فيقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's world, people are busy with many new situations and many changing circumstances, and they are distracted and swayed by the attractions and the beautiful matters of this worldly life. And it is incumbent upon them, therefore, to reflect on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. Do you not see? أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Do you not see that if we give to the people, we give them blessings and enjoyment for many, many years. ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. And then the promise, the punishment comes to them. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. It will not help them. It will not be of any avail to them that which they used to enjoy. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the righteous Khalifa, he recited these ayahs that I just mentioned. Upon entering his castle, the palace of the Khalifa, and then he said to himself these verses: Your day, O foolish one, is spent in negligence and forgetfulness and heedlessness. And your night is in sleep, in deep sleep, yet death is awaiting you. You delight in what fades away and rejoice in false hopes and desires. You are like a sleeping man who delights in the pleasures of his dreams. And you seek after that which you will soon regret. Such is the life of those who live in this world like animals. O Muslims, it is incumbent upon people, mankind, to reflect deeply upon these verses. It is incumbent upon human beings, especially in this age of delusion, in an age where mankind is engulfed in the distracting matters of this world, to realize that a day will soon come where the kingdom of the king will not benefit him, and the riches of the rich man will be of no avail to him, and the person who had all the delights of this world will not take any benefit from those delights. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should reflect and realize that the time will soon come when none of our strength, our power, will be of any benefit to us. Hassan al-Basri, he was once visited by Maymun ibn Nahran. And Maymun, he asked for some advice from Hassan al-Basri. So do you think Hassan al-Basri gave him a long list of advice? No. He just recited to him these three verses. He said, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا تَعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Do you not see, if we give them pleasure and enjoyments for many years, ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا يُوَعَدُونَ, then what they have been promised comes to them, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ, whatever they enjoyed will be of no avail, will be of no benefit to them. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was laying on a rough straw mat and it left markings onto his body sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So someone said to him, O Messenger of Allah, should we not bring a soft mattress for you, a soft mat? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he responded with an answer that shows us the true nature of this world, the true value of this world. He said, what do I have to do with this dunya of yours? My example is like a man who was traveling and he took some rest under the shade of a tree. And then he got up and went on his way. Subhanallah. This hadith is narrated by Tirmidhi. And it shows us the true value of this world. Not more than the resting under a tree and then getting up and leaving this world. One of the righteous poets, he said, describing the truth of this worldly life, which many people do not realize, they're oblivious to the reality of it. He said, where is the property that they once had? These rich people. Where is the dominions that reach to every horizon? Where are the crowns that they used to wear on their heads? Where are those treasure chests that used to be filled and now they are empty? Where are their homes that are now barren with no life in them, no voice heard, those palaces and castles? Now all of them are dead and silent. And there is no one who can hear or understand a word. Life is but a passing dream. It is but a temporary shadow that is fading away. It is withering away. Man will have no provision from it except the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, in this contemporary world, this busy life, where we have fitna and struggles and trials and temptations and delusions, in this busy life, many people end up giving precedence to the dunya life over the akhirah. They end up sacrificing their akhirah before the dunya. And therefore, we must revise ourselves. We must look at ourselves and look at our own position and correct our own actions. All people, what we must do is reflect deeply about those verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He is reminding us of. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, one of the great scholars, he once said, reflecting about the true nature of this life, he said, when the time of the appointed death comes, then a person will have no care about the joys that they had in this world. All the joys that they had in this world will be disappeared from them. And the only thing that will remain at that time of death, the point of death, is the consequences of the actions that they did. Then Ibn Rajab recited those verses. One of the pious predecessors of this ummah, he recited these verses that we mentioned. أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا تَعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Don't you reflect, don't you ponder, if we give them the enjoyments for many years. ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا يُعَدُونَ. Then what they have been promised comes to them. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. And then those things that they had of this world, it will not be any benefit to them. This righteous predecessor, he recited those verses and began to cry. And he said, when death comes to a person, the pleasure and delights of this world will perish from him and be of no avail. Harun al-Rashid, he once built a huge palace, and he invited all of the great companions of his close friends to come and enter this huge palace that he had built. One of them, his name was Abu al-Atiyah. He was a righteous poet. And so when he entered into the palace of Harun al-Rashid, he recited these verses. Live in pleasure, in safety as long as you wish, in the comfort of the lofty palaces of this world. You are served whatever you desire by night and by day. But when the soul chokes in the throat and the chest rattles with death, then know for certain that you have been living a life of delusion. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, commenting in words that have illumination, great light, commenting on these ayahs that we mentioned, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, if one were to spend his entire life from beginning till end in the pleasures of this worldly life, from the every moment of his life was spent indulging in the pleasures, the desires, the lusts of this world, he said, they would be nothing more. They would be nothing more than a passing cloud in the summertime. Or like a dream that one has, as soon as it begins, it's about to end. Perishing. Therefore, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what we must realize, what we all know already, and none can deny except someone who is obstinate, who doesn't want to accept the reality. What we must realize when we know already this reality is that we should therefore hasten to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make an effort to learn more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit to Him. In humility, submit to Him in true submission. We should realize that all people will suffer destruction in the end, and that this world is transient, and that if we waste it in the enjoyments of forbidden enjoyments, or we waste it in loving the desires of this world and the forbidden pleasures, and forgetting about the hereafter, then we have truly been in loss. We have truly missed the true purpose of this world. It is enough to reflect on Surah Al-Asr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, by time, indeed mankind is in loss. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who have iman and do the righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they command to what is right, and they forbid, and they have patience. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. and they remind one another to be patient. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, if people were to contemplate just this surah, Surah Al-Asr, if they were to contemplate it, it would be enough of a reminder and a warning and a guidance for them. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, blessed are those who invest their time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking to reward, get His great reward, to get His pleasure, to get His permanent rewards in the Jannat al-Firdaus, to make a trade with Allah, to make a bargain, to give the life of this world for the next world. They are blessed indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
O you who believe, shall I not show you, guide you to a trade, a business that will save you from a great punishment? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Have iman, have faith in Allah and the final day and the messenger. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Have faith in Allah and His messenger. تُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. And strive in His way with your wealth and your lives. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better for you if you only knew. Strive. Shall I not show you a business that will save you from a great punishment? Strive. Believe in Allah and His Messenger, and strive with your wealth, with your lives, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is better for you if you only but knew. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, those of us, those who spend their lives in heedlessness, in forgetfulness about the reality of this world, and they fail to strive for their akhirah, for their hereafter, then this person has left the true reason for which he's been created. And this person will end in total destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O you who have faith, do not let your wealth and your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every one of my ummah shall enter paradise except those who refuse. They said, وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Who would refuse to enter paradise? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever follows my commandments, he will enter Jannah. And whoever refuses to follow my commandments, then he refuses. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, make use of your life by hastening to do what is right, to do what is good, and avoiding what is prohibited. And strive in the way of Allah to attain what is good and desirable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, He is the one who created death and life to test you. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا is the good righteous deeds, to see who will hasten in this world between life and death to do the good actions, the righteous deeds that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing righteous deeds is a duty upon us, upon every Muslim. We must strive to do righteous deeds. But know that it will not be easy. It will take patience. It will take struggle and endurance and mujahada and striving against the nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
مَنْ جَاهَدَ فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا.
مَنْ جَاهَدَ فِينَا. Whoever struggles in our way, we will guide him to our pathways. مَنْ جَاهَدَ فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever makes effort in our way, we will guide him to our paths. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعًا مُحْسِنِينَ. Allah is with those who do righteous deeds. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, the great scholar, commenting on this ayah, he said, a person will be given guidance in proportion to the amount of jihad he makes. The one who does the most jihad will be the most guided. And he said jihad is of four types. There's the jihad against the nafs, the lower self. And there's the jihad against the hawa, the whims in philosophy. And there's the jihad against the shaitan. And there's the jihad against the dunya. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, whoever engages in these four types of jihad, he will be guided. And whoever abandons these four types of jihad, then he will be astray in proportion to the amount he leaves this struggle, this mujahada against these four things. O believers, O honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and act upon the reminders and you will be successful. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and my nafs to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best advice for the earliest nations and the latter nations. Be conscious of Allah, may you be successful. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, the state of the ummah today, the ummah of the Muslims that is engaged in drowning in the shahawat, in the nafs and the hawa, the shaitan and the dunya. What we see today, the most dangerous thing for our ummah is if we become complacent, we accept and become fully engaged in these worldly matters and desires, and we leave the akhirah. We give the dunya the precedence over the akhirah. We give the dunya precedence over defending Islam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fulfilling its duties. This is the most dangerous state of affairs for our ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَتَنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. O you who believe, what is wrong with you when it is said to you, go out in the path of Allah, you stick to the where you are. ثَاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. It's too heavy for you. You don't want to go out in the way of Allah. أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Have you become complacent with the worldly life from the akhirah? Have you become satisfied with this worldly life? You don't need the akhirah. You do not feel need about akhirah. فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. The enjoyment of this worldly life in comparison to the akhirah is nothing but little. The Prophet ﷺ described the state of affairs that we see in the ummah today, the state of weakness, the state of lack of power and helplessness and wahan. He described it in a hadith. Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, when you engage in a ina transaction, a type of riba, and you chase after the tails of the cattle, the livestock, and you are pleased with farming, busy with investing in the earth, plowing the earth, وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, and you leave and you abandon jihad, then Allah will make humiliation prevail over you, and He will not remove it until you return to your religion. Reported by Abu Dawood in his Sunan, and it is authentic according to the majority of the scholars of hadith. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, know that this ummah will never achieve izzah. We will never return to a state of glory, a state of honor, a state of power, a state of happiness in any matter or any affair, except by holding on to the deen of Allah, by holding on to the book of Allah, by making the commandments of Allah supreme, by making the deen of Allah and the law of Allah supreme in all of our affairs, by making it the constitution that we follow and we submit to, by making it the source of all guidance, and in addition to that, by following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we do that, if we desire that, that will be the means to true happiness and prosperity and a way out from our predicament. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Allahumma أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المؤمنين في كل مكان اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقنا إله إلا الله استوى تدلوا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. We straighten the line and close the gaps, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Be lenient towards your brother, inshallah. If you can come forward and make room for the brothers in the back, if there's any room, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. If somebody, make sure the fans are on, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
يعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سبحانه العظيم سبحانه